And exit from the remote machine. All right, I guess I'll do it from here. And now I'm back on my local machine.
There we go.
And now what do I do? A new VM. All right, here we go. We've done a command like this before. Here we are. We're going to create a new Azure VM config. This one will be, I think it was something DJG DC2 or something like that. It'll also be small. It'll use the image, which was the Windows Server 2012 R2, the most recent one. Same availability set as the first one. That's the config. We're going to pipe that config into this Azure provisioning config to say that it's Windows, and it's going to use this password as an account sysadmin password bang.
So before you run that, the DC availability set, do we have that variable set? Because we crashed, right?
I did run all these right here.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, is that, okay, it is there. There it is. I wasn't sure if that was set there or lower down, and I just saw it. It's line 21.
I think the only thing that was set lower down were the things that were dynamically created. You know, that was a result of, oh, I didn't set these, but I think that's okay. Oh, those weren't set anyway. Those are just exist so that we can copy them into the other script.
Right. So, yeah, we're good. I was just worried we might have missed a variable.
Yeah, it would have told us, right? It would have just errored on us very quickly, I think.
That's correct.
All right.
And the error messages are pretty good at directing you to what the problem is.
I've definitely seen worse error messages. All right, here we go. So there's a VM config, there's a provisioning config, and once we get that, then we'll pipe that into set Azure subnet to the subnet, which was core-subnet, I think.
Yep.
Run that. And that was just configuration, so it didn't take a long time. This might take a while. New Azure VM using
this should take 5 minutes.
That configuration stuff and putting in the same cloud service.
That should take 5 minutes. If you're watching it and stuck in provisioning longer than that, test, you know, 10, it's pretty much going to stay there forever.
Well, let's real quickly run over to this right here and do a control F5 to see if it just showed up in here as provisioning or starting or something like that. Which I fully expect it will. As soon as done refreshing the page. Screencasters also can speed up the time that it takes to refresh a page. We have that superpower as well.
Well, let me see. Speed it up.
Well, it's only on the second time around.
Oh.
It's in post-prod. We do that in post. There it is, DC02. So there it is right now. So right now, Brian and I are going to hop in our TARDIS, and we'll be back on the other side of this right here. All right, we're good.
Excellent.
All right, so we're back. And right now, DC02 has been created. And as you can see, there's the name that we gave it, DJG1-DC02. And it's in the central region. And all the stuff that we told it to do, it did automatically. All right.
Perfect.
Why did we create another machine there? What was our motivation?
Well, we're basically going to install Active Directory on that and create a second domain controller.
Okay.
Now, one of the things with Azure is to have high availability, to have our SLA of 99.95 on a virtual machine, you have to have two virtual machines.
Ah, okay.
Because they have to be an availability set, one of the machines could go down due to patching, due to, you know, some type of hardware failure. So by putting them into an availability set, then we get the high availability, we get the 99.95 SLA of guarantee of uptime.
Huh.
So that's why we did two.
And we certainly created these both in the same availability set. So I think if I'm reading this right, the next step in our lab is to actually connect via remote desktop.
It is. Right? So we're doing the exact same thing we did before.
I'm right here. This is the one I just created. And I want to click this, right? Connect.
Connect that way. We're going to do the remote PowerShell again.
Oh, we're not. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting that. Let's
we could RDP into it. I mean, if you want to change it, we could do that instead.
No, let's go by the lab. I want people to see this. I'll cancel that right now. RDP. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll click open right here just to connect to it, just to show folks that we can do this. I don't want to connect with my credentials that I'm logged on my local machine. I want to use another account, sysadmin at Contoso Azure.
No, this one's part not of the domain yet.
Oh, I see. So just sysadmin. Okay.
Sysadmin. But it's you're in the North America domain, right?
Oh.
So actually, you got to do a period slash dot slash will log into the local machine.
Forward slash or backward slash?
The forward slash like that, or is that a backward?
That was a backwards.
You use the right one.
Okay.
Backwards.
And it's PASSW0RD bang. I see.
Yeah, that period slash, the period backslash, that took me a good day to figure out back 20 years ago when I first got into Active Directory.
I'm glad you told me that. I have actually, I know what also would work is that if you type the name of the machine, followed
yes.
by a slash, but that's harder. You have to spell it right and everything like that. So I'm not going to let this, I'm going to just alt tab away from this because this is the first time we've connected to this machine and it's going to take a while. It's got to create the user and create all these directories and install some services. And I don't really, frankly, I don't have the patience for that. I don't even like to eject a USB key safely. That's how impatient I am.
Well, one of the nice things about these servers, though, is they're really well connected to the internet. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to go and denial of service your friends, or if you want to go and just, run speed test on there, and it is really well connected. It's kind of fun. I've had speed tests where I've had on a large second connections to the internet.
Hmm.
And if you go to different speed test sites, you'll see they vary. A lot of times you're maxing out their speed, so you're not able to tell what your speed is because they're not as fast as you.
All right. So what I want to do here is I want to get out of here.
Yep. Just you can minimize it or close the remote control.
I don't have a – it's kind of weird. I don't have the toolbox up here to minimize it.
So you basically go up in the middle of the screen.
All right.
Do a drop down.
I have – the problem is that I have – because I'm recording – or because I'm presenting, I have a toolbar for that.
All right, so we're hiding the toolbar.
Yeah.
A Control-Alt-Delete will do your local Control-Alt-Delete of your workstation. You got to do Control-Insert, right, for a...
Say it again. You broke up there for a second.
You could do a Control-Alt-Delete, and that will do your local workstation, not the remote.
Okay.
So you should be able to grab control that way.
Okay.
That no, work
still,
or not?
No, I'm still on this one. Do you see the desktop of the remote desktop? Are you seeing?
I don't. Well, I see your remote desktop there.
Okay.
All right. So here's what we can do.
Oh, so it's finished doing this whole thing. I'll just log off. Yeah. So I was just waiting for that. Log off. Oops. This is
top right corner.
Yeah. There we go. And this one.
Power and then.
Disconnect. Shut down. Restart. Let's say disconnect. All right. It seemed like a good idea at the time. All right, what we're doing again? Oh, we're going to do through PowerShell. Let's go back to PowerShell.
Same thing with the second script. We're going to have to basically get a certificate.
Okay. So just copy this right here.
Yep.
And then bring it on over to here, down to, was line 70, I think?
It was
actually well. We already did that though. It's the same. This is the exact same text.
Right. It's close to it, except it's got DC02 instead of first DC.
Second DC. I see. All right. So I deleted those that were there, and I replaced them with these. And now I'm just gonna run the whole thing, right?
Yep.
Which is F5 if I was using keyboards, but I'll use my mouse. Let it run, And we're back. All right.
That's successful. Excellent.
All right, so come back to here, and we want to connect remotely using PowerShell. All right, so here we're going to get Azure WinRM. RM is what? Remote?
WinRM is Windows Remote Management.
Okay. So we're going to get that for the cloud service and this DJG DC02 that we're talking about here. Let's just get that, save that variable here. We're going to prompt for credentials. And then this is just going to be sysadmin, right?
Correct.
All right. And then actually connect to it. F8. Cool. Yep, it's going. We're trying to connect to it.
It took a little while in person, so.
Yep. All right. And I'm going to peek ahead here. I think we're getting near the end of this lab, which is good because I'm getting hungry. And we'll see. Let's see. Install the domain controller there. Looks like we're going to connect again. And then we'll remove some features, restart the computer, and that'll take a while. And then we're at the end of that script here. So we're getting pretty close to the end here. All right, so that just finished. We're now, notice our command prompt changed. We're now remotely on the PowerShell of the remote machine, DJG1DC02. And now we want to do this stuff, right? Add Active Directory features to this new machine, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So, you know what? That's weird. I'm still here. I don't know why I still have that.
You know what? It might be a problem with 10 there. Every time you hit stop, it says it was failing to, you know, repaint the screen or something like that.
Refresh this command thing, I think, is what's going on. It tells the error to get. It could be Windows 10, the Windows 10 beta, I should point out. All right, I'm going to wait till this thing comes back.
Does your command prompt
fail to
work
refresh?
Now?
And that all works there, and I'm still on that one, so we're good. All right, so let's try that again. We're going to install. No, I'm sorry, we're going to add a feature. That's the
there we go.
AD Domain Services feature. We're going to zoom up to 92%.
Runs the 92% real fast, and then
hang out there for a while. Now it's stuck up 24%. It just gets mad when we laugh at it. That's the thing. Say, mad about the 92%, were you? I'll show you. I'll stop on 71.
I have faith. There we go, 92%. Now we'll sit there for a while.
Okay. All right. So let me ask this, Brian. Do you ever use the portal now that you use? You have all these PowerShell tools at your command, or are you? What's if you need to spin up a virtual machine, for example? Is your first instinct to go to the portal, or is it first instinct to go to the command line?
I still go to the portal. My first instinct if I have something to set up.
So if it's an ad hoc thing.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm just doing something off the cuff, it makes sense to go to the portal, use the graphical tools, make up a name, and all that. If I've got something, you know, planned where I'm going to set up a few different ones, I'll go do PowerShell because it'll be faster.
I see.
But, you know, best use of time.
If you're setting up a new demo, do you create it in the portal first, or do you do everything through the script?
If I was to create a demo that I was going to use again and again, I would create a script for it.
So you wouldn't start. So the reason I ask is sometimes if I want to automate a process, it helps me to do it manually first, just to see what those things are, to find out what exactly I need, and then I'll go and script it afterwards. But you're saying that you're comfortable enough with PowerShell that you don't do that. You're when you're scripting, you just start in the scripting window.
Right. Well, so if I'm going to make something reproducible, I'm going to take a script like this one here and start to use these tools to go design my environment. But the problem with scripting is if it's a one-off, right, it's easier to do just in the console.
Right.
Because when I build the script, I write the script, and then I test. And
right.
So it's going to be faster to do it, you know, one-offs from a portal. But if it's going to be reproduced again and again, it's a lot better to do from script.
Yeah, I think the testing, we're seeing it right now, testing is not quick. It's not like, you know, write a line of code, run. Sometimes those lines of code will take 10 minutes to run, and that's kind of frustrating. So that's what's going on here. I don't think we're going to take 10
minutes. If I had done this manually, you know, it would still take a long time. Right. We would have logged in, remote consoled to it, started the server management tool, server manager, gone and installed the Active Directory tools. It takes the same amount of time.
Right.
And then I would have to go and say, all right, now install the Active Directory or, you know, brand new forest or add it to the existing forest. And it's going to take the exact same amount of time. It might actually take a little longer. Just because, you know, I have to log in and I have to do more next finish things.
Okay. So I'll show you what I did the first time I ran through these labs is I was doing a lot of, I would run a command and then I would Alt-Tab over to the portal and see what was created. Because I usually had a pretty good idea what the results would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to verify that. So if it was something like, in this case, add Windows feature, AD domain service, I might expect to see an Active Directory created that time, but actually mm-hmm. it might not appear until I do the install AD domain controller. So I wanted to see step by step. It took me a lot longer to go through these labs the first time along. I mean, we're going slow now because we're explaining things, but or you're explaining.
Yeah.
Actually.
So when you
even then, I wanted to understand it myself.
When you do the add Windows feature, that's just like when you're logged into a server and you add the feature. Then it in the server manager portal, it's going to tell you, hey, you have to, you know, you've got that feature installed, but you haven't added Active Directory yet. You know, you have another step to do. It gives a little triangle. You click on it and tells you, you know, do the next steps, and it runs you through a wizard to either add a new Active Directory, you know, create a new forest, or join it to an existing one.
Oh, I see.
That's the exact same thing now that we're doing in that command. So if we were to log into that server remotely, we would get that prompt to say, all right, you know, you still have more steps to do now that's been added.
Got it. So that's what I did now. I just installed ADDS domain controller, and I think in this case I want to do the at Contoso Azure, right?
We just installed the code, basically had the code add to the server. We haven't installed it yet. So now we're installing.
Okay. Not until it reboots though, we'd have to actually do that to connect. And now we're prompted for the safe mode administration password. I'll make up one that's identical to the last password.
Pass 0RD bang.
Yeah. Have you been reading my secret passwords?
You know what? It comes right through the screen.
It's supposed to be a secret. and this is it now rebooting then? Nope. I gotta do it again here. Confirm.
So if it can authenticate, if we got that right, and it doesn't look like we did. What does that say?
Failed. The wizard can access the list of domains in the forest. The error is a specified logon session does not exist. It may already have been terminated. Maybe I just waited too long.
So there's a couple problems that we run into here. One is a DNS problem where it can't find it, but it doesn't seem like that's what happened here. It seems like it was a validation. So let's rerun the command.
This one right here, I think, right?
Nope.
This one.
The one above, install AD.
Okay.
So we added the code. Now we're adding it to the forest that we created previously.
Ah, here we go. And what's my username? Sysadmin?
Sysadmin@contoso.com.
at contoso.azure.com.
Azure.
I spell it right. contoso.azure.com. How's the stock price of Contoso these days?
I don't know, with the euro going down like it has been for the Greek,
I think it's a buy signal. All right, I just put in kind of a random password in there, but I had to put the
That's
same one in
looking better.
twice.
Second
Now it's
time's a charm.
going. I might not have put at contoso.azure.com. I can't remember. Or I may have just waited too long. We had a pause in there that our viewers weren't didn't have to wait around for.
So you're blaming it on me, I think.
But I'm not blaming on anybody. I think it's San Andreas's fault.
I'll take credit. I
She
don't
gets
mind.
blamed for everything.
I like that name, San Andreas. Oh, it's her fault.
It's fun to say. Like Francisco. Okay, so we're now this is installing this is going to take a little while, right?
Take a little bit of time.
All right. Maybe we could chat while it's going on.
All right.
We're getting near the end here. What's left here? So this is okay, now I'm still unclear. We're on a second domain controller. We've
Yep.
put AD on both of them. They're both in the same availability set. Are they both going to be live at the same time? Like if we added
They are.
more computers, are they going to, when they authenticate, will they authenticate against one of these domain controllers?
That's correct. So the way Active Directory works is we set up two servers. They synchronize their database of users and passwords between the two of them,
Ah, okay.
and it keeps them synchronized all the time. And so I can hit either domain controller and log in against it. It'll give me a Kerberos ticket to go access file servers, printers, etc. So we're setting up two of them. We could set up three, four, five, and it doesn't matter which one we connect to. Just to put an availability set.
I see. And these will have you talked about the users and passwords. We set all those users and passwords up right here. We set them on DC01, but
Right.
now they're going to get synced with DC02.
Right, because DC02 just joined. As you notice, we didn't set it up as what was it, six? Whatever level six before.
Oh yeah.
We didn't set it up as level six.
But it knows that because it has the
Right,
same
because we
domain
the
name.
first one was the first forest and first domain controller in the entire forest. It was brand new. This one we're just adding to an existing one. And so
I
this
see.
one's just going to get all of its information from the original.
Ah, okay. Right. So it looks like we're done, and we might be trapped in one of those things where I've got to hit stop again.
We might be trapped in that, and it should be.
Oh, no, we're back. I just had to threaten to hit stop and
So
scared it straight.
if you it says we're in that PS session like that, but it shouldn't. It should be rebooting that server.
It says you must restart this computer to continue, so
Okay.
it didn't restart
So
it for us.
there's a PowerShell command to do that.
Is it restart?
Restart dash server.
You know how I knew that? Because I saw it right here.
Ah,
Restart
restart
dash
computer.
computer.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I don't know my commands.
Tab didn't work for me. Restart, hang on. Restart tab. Dash tab, huh? Is that, have I lost that power? Oh wow, something. Maybe because I'm on this remote one.
Yeah, it might be with the remote session then
Now
done.
this actually, there's a couple commands ahead of this. So I did this right here, but I haven't done this yet, and I haven't done
Let's see.
this. This one says remove some Windows feature, the user interfaces infra.
Yeah,
Should I be doing those first?
so we don't need to do those. We certainly can, but what that's doing is the server we built has a graphical session, right? We can log into it and we can have the GUI as you did previously. What this will do is that will remove it and make it basically a server core machine, so it won't have a graphical environment anymore.
I see. We only can use PowerShell then to do things on it.
Correct.
Okay.
So we don't have to do that, but we can do that. And
let's not. Let's skip it. Let's go ahead and just run, restart the computer. And yeah, servers, they do take a while to restart. They just, that's just the nature of servers.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't restart itself after the thing, but I guess it says.
Oh, so this message says you must restart. I wonder if the message before said something similar when we did that. I scroll up here to right about the time that I did my install. You know what? I don't see it now. It was after this.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not. That was, we did that twice. This is.
You're not going to be able to see all the commands because we crashed that that session.
Yeah. I don't know how far back in time we can go. Yeah. All right, let's just see how we're doing here. It's pretty tough to report progress during a reboot. There's times when it's offline.
Yeah, when it reboots back up, we're going to have to re-authenticate to a remote session to it anyway, because we're currently logged in as sysadmin.
Okay.
And we're going to need to be logged in as sysadmin@contoso.com.
Okay.
Or contosoazure.com.
All right, so while that's going on here, we're getting close to the end here.
So step number 8 is optional. If I read the manual here, it says, change from full GUI to server core. Be patient, this takes a while.
Yeah.
All it does is remove the desktop off of it. And so since it's optional, I suggest we leave it.
Okay. Which is to say that we are done with Lab 2.
We are now up to Lab 3.
Lab 3. So that's a good time to break.
I think it is.
And when we see you guys next, we'll be working on Lab 3. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, David.